Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
And a second opportunity out, 3-on-1 for the Huskies. Johnstone across, Johnstone in front, score! And the Huskies start back 2-on-1, shorthanded. It's Pianola with Ricks. Ricks looks, shoots, scores! Dennis Ricks with a great shot on the short side.
The Mel Pearson Show is sponsored by the Wickley Agency in downtown Hancock, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock,
Kelly Jepson State Farm Agency, Houghton,
Peterlin Distributing of Calumet, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on Michigan Tech's campus, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton,
Lake County, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton,
Habaneros, Quincy Street, Hancock, Gartner's Gallery, downtown Hancock, Coca-Cola of Hancock, and Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. And now, here's Mel Pearson and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much, Josh, and welcome, Husky hockey fans, to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. The Huskies coming off a big weekend against Michigan State at home in front of a great crowd both Friday and Saturday night, and playing really good hockey right now. And as you said, Coach, it's about time we get some bounces, and we got some bounces. We deserve the win both games, and let's get on a roll here, hey?
Well, no question. It's, you know, obviously good to be home. Having said that, though, you have to take advantage of being home. You know, you just can't say, okay, we're at home now and everything's going to go your way. But I thought the crowds were outstanding. You know, your team really feeds off that energy of the crowd. And, you know, with the video board and the crowd and our band is unbelievable. They're great. You could just really sense the excitement and the energy. When we walk out from warm-up and, you know, the student section's already filled, you know, our players, they see that. They understand that. And I think it really helped. But two solid wins against a pretty good hockey team. They're a young hockey team. They're in transition a little bit, but they've got very good talent and still a very good team.
Well, it was a great win on Friday night, 3-0. We win in overtime on Saturday night. It just put a big exclamation point on the weekend when Patan gets that game-winning goal in the overtime.
Well, I think, you know, if we would have walked out of there with a tie, it would have felt like a loss, yeah. You know, on Saturday night. And it would have just taken a little bit of starch or, you know, a little bit of that edge off the weekend. So obviously winning that game was huge, you know, and we played hard. And, you know, it's easy for me to sit here and say we deserve to win, you know, that game. But I think we did. We carried the play, and it's a fine line, though. It's a fine line. You know, I'm sure, like, you know, we'd said in Michigan, we deserved better fate down there, but they're probably saying, well, we deserve to win the games, too. So either way, a big win, a huge win, a big goal, and good for our players. You know, I've said they've worked hard. They've worked extremely hard. They're doing a lot of the right things you need to do to win hockey games. And now to get something to show for it, I mean, you know, really helps. So at least they can see, you know, some fruits of their labor for all their hard work they're putting in right now.
Well, we're undefeated at home. I know the record, you know, is 3-6-1, but we're undefeated at home, and that means so much to the fans who, you know, who have been listening or watching the team out of town for the first month and really haven't had a chance to root them on, and then they come back home and kind of give back to the fans for being so patient and with a couple of wins.
Well, no question. I guess if you're going to win anywhere, you want to win at home,
right.
You know, just so your home fans can actually see it and feel good about themselves leaving the building. You know, I know I talked to somebody, you know, who relayed a message on to me. A few people were telling them that, you know, this is the most fun we've had in, you know, the last 2 years of going to Tech hockey and watching the games and just with everything going on with it and the pace of the play and the excitement in the building. So that's good. So it's becoming a place you want to be at, you know, and you want to be at there Friday and Saturday night and watch the level of play. We're starting to, you know, get better players, and you know, we're just scratching the surface here, Dirk. I think the best is yet to come.
All right, well, let's start off with Friday night's game. A 3-0 victory. Phoenix Copley gets the shutout, but the key, I thought, we'd score early in the game. We get the lead. 5:49 into the first period, David Johnstone gets that first goal.
Yeah, and that's been the difference, I think, between home and the road. On the we've had good starts, you know, outside of the Northern Michigan game on the road. I think every game we've played, we've been ready to play and come out to play, and most nights get the first two or three really good scoring opportunities. The difference is we score here at home, and that does make a huge difference.
Well, let's hear it. The Johnstone goal. David Johnstone gets the goal. It was his second of the season. Ryan Fern gets the assist on Mix 93.
Centering attempt from Johnstone. This went to the front of the net. High centering pass. Score! Michigan Tech 1, Michigan State nothing with 14:11 left in the first.
Oh, a nice play by Ryan Fern there, and it's just a heads-up play by everybody on the ice.
Well, no question. You know, we had good pressure on right from the start of the game. You know, we were being aggressive on the defensemen. They were turning the puck over, and Ryan Fern made a play there that most guys won't make. You know, he just has a good feel on the ice, knows where people are, a very smart player, and that's what he does well. Really good hands, good stick, good poise, and obviously sees the ice and made a great play to David.
Talk about Ryan Fern a little bit, Coach. He's somebody that obviously wasn't doing everything you as a coaching staff were hoping he was doing. He was in and out of the lineup a little bit. Now he seems to be making the coaching staff happy. What is he doing right now that's contributing enough for him to be in the lineup?
Well, you know, it's his work ethic, I think, to start with. I mean, you know, Ryan might not be the best of skaters, so he's got to work a little bit extra, you know, and work harder than anybody else to get from A to B. Now, he does have things you can't teach. Like I said, his hockey sense, his smarts, he's got great poise, great patience, but I just think he's, you know, a little more urgency to his game overall, and that's really helped him. And, you know, and I talked to Ryan about that. I expect him to have his best year as a senior, and, you know, we'll give him every opportunity to have his best year, but he's got to make sure that he maintains that strong work ethic.
1-0 Huskies at that point. No other scoring in the first period, but we outshoot Michigan State 11-1, and boy, I don't know what you guys ended up at, tallying as far as opportunities or grade A scoring opportunities in that first period, but it appeared we really outnumbered them in that category too, and it was a little bit I think disheartening that we only had the one goal after 20 minutes.
Well, it was, and I think the shots were 11-6 there, Dirk.
What
actually
did I say?
11-1. But,
I'm sorry. Yeah,
no, well, they were 11-1 I think at one point actually. But we had a good start, like I said, and that's the key is sooner or later, you know, that energy you come out with, it's going to, you know, dissipate a little bit, and then it's going to break out into a game. And I thought, you know, we deserved maybe better. We had some better scoring opportunities. We did not score even on the whole weekend. Our best chances. We had some really good chances that we did not score on the weekend, and some other ones go in. And that's the way hockey is. That's the way the puck bounces some nights. But like you said, I thought we could have been up at, you know, two or three goals in that first period. But Hildebrand played very well, their goaltender.
Well, he did, and no scoring in the second period either. Shots were 7-7. It looked like State came out and played a much better middle period in that Friday night game against us.
Well, they did. You know, I think, you know, they, you know, a lot of times on the road, you're not on your heels, but you come out and you think you're ready to go, and all the other team has the energy, the crowd's behind them, and everything, and you're just a step slow. And I thought once they got out of that first period with only a one-goal deficit, I thought they came out much stronger in the second period. Yeah, they pinned us down there a little bit, and they had a little bit more jump in their stride, and for whatever reason, we came out, we weren't as aggressive, we weren't as energized to start the second period, and that can happen, and I'll take the blame for that. I mean, as a coach, you have to make sure you get to your team and they're revitalized, re-energized, refocused, and ready to go. And I thought we were just a little loose, a little sloppy to start the second period.
Okay, so we don't score the second. It's still 1-0. It's a long time for a game to be 1-0 in our favor like that. As the game goes on, does that favor Michigan State? That's what I was worried about. You know, no scoring at all, then they're going to get a break and score and tie it up.
I don't know if it favors anyone, but excuse me, when you're the road team, that's what you want. You
right.
want to get into the third period where you give yourself, you know, you're in a one-shot game, either mm-hmm. to tie it or get back. And fortunately for us, and I think this is where the part of our scheduling is starting to pay off dividends for us, is we played in a lot of close games, a lot of one-goal games on the road, a lot of tough games against really good hockey teams. So we've been in this situation before, mm-hmm. and I think that's one thing I really like about our team. We don't get rattled. You know, we've been in it. We've faced it many times. So having said that, it probably is advantage to the road team coming in, but you know, I thought our team had poise and patience and did a real good job to start the third period.
Well, we got a great goal early in the third, which was so big to get the crowd back into it. Tanner Carroll gets his first of the season from Blake Pietola to make it 2-0 Michigan Tech.
Pietola protecting the puck now. We'll send it far side. Here's Tanner Carroll with a shot. Score! They lead it 2-0 with 18:12 left to go in the period.
We talked to Tanner Carroll after that game, and he asked him where was he going with that puck. He said, "I just shot it on net."
Well, you know, we talked about that a lot. Even at Michigan the previous weekend, they scored a couple goals just on innocent shots with nobody in the way that somehow found their way into the net.